Finally, this hour, he's on his 17th album. Bruce Springsteen has a new release out tomorrow. It's called Wrecking Ball. And it's Springsteen's first album since the death of his longtime saxophonist, Clarence Clements. Will Hermes has our review.
Ever since The Rising in 2002, and arguably since 1984's Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen releases have functioned, for better or worse, as State of the Union addresses as much as pop LPs. Wrecking Ball does too, beginning with its Occupy-era lead single, We Take Care of Our Own, an anthemic bit of wishful thinking which, like Born in the USA, seems easy to misinterpret by 180 degrees if you don't pay attention to the verses between the chorus. From Chicago. But Wrecking Ball has a lot going on. At core, it's a big band folk record like the 2005 Seeger Sessions album, full of accordions, fiddles, banjos, hand claps, and foot stomps. Some Irish-flavored tracks sound like Springsteen fronting the Pogues. Others mix up American folk traditions. We Are Alive borrows from Johnny Cash and June Carter's Ring of Fire. Our souls will rise to carry the fire and light the spark to fight shoulder to shoulder and high. My favorite song on the record draws on gospel and hip-hop to create The Impossible, a great Bruce Springsteen song with a rap, delivered by gospel singer cum MC Michelle Moore. Stars have faded, the sky is still. Sun's in the hills, and a new day is rising. You use your muscle and your mind, and you pray your best. That your best is good enough, the Lord will do the rest. You raise your children, and you teach them to walk straight and sure. You pray that hard times come no more. You try to sleep, you toss and turn, the bottom's dropping out. Where you once had faith, now there's only doubt. You pray for guidance, only silence, now meet your prayers. The morning breaks, you will wake, but no one's there. Springsteen oversells a couple of narratives here, and the record's something of a hodgepodge. It surveys just about every style Springsteen has ever done, including classic E Street rock and roll. This song, Land of Hope and Dreams, features what might be Clarence Clemens' last recorded sax solo and draws on two great 20th century spirituals, Curtis Mayfield's People Get Ready and Woody Guthrie's version of This Train is Bound for Glory. It's an object lesson in the sort of hard-bitten pop optimism that Springsteen's made into a secular religion, and it's also a fitting farewell to a friend.
The new album from Bruce Springsteen is called Wrecking Ball. Our critic Will Hermes is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.